بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, one of the greatest ni'mas, bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we enjoy is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created disparity in time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given certain days a level of superiority over others. In fact, within the day itself, there are certain moments that are more precious than others. Why are they precious? Why are they significant? Why are they valuable? It's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared them as valuable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made those moments special. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them superiority over other moments during the day. The day of Jumu'ah, we know and we understand, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has declared that خَيْرْ يَوْمْ تَوَعَتْ فِيهِ شَمْسِ. It is the best day of the week. The sun does not rise on a day better than the day of Jumu'ah in the week. So it is the best day of the week. This is a ni'mah from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this disparity in time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this difference in time. Had all time and had all moments been the same in terms of significance, in terms of value, in terms of their status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would not find an excuse to excel in acts of worship. We would not have an excuse to dedicate ourselves to ibadat and to certain activities of spirituality. But because we have these days of significance and these moments of significance, it drives us and it encourages us to do more than what we usually do, to do more than what we normally would do on any other day. Allah has blessed us once again with a wonderful worship, or a wonderful season of worship. And this is the longest season of worship in the Islamic year, in the Islamic calendar. The season of worship commenced with the sighting of the moon on the 1st of Rajab. And this season of worship will continue through the month of Rajab, the month of Sha'ban, and the month of Ramadan. And ultimately it ends with the day of Eid on the 1st of Shawwal. So we thank Allah, we are grateful to Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this lengthy period of time during which we will try and we will endeavor to do as much as we can in order to draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the month of Rajab is actually a prelude to the month of Ramadan. Hence, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the beginning of the month of Rajab, he made the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajabin. Allah, grant us barakah, grant us divine goodness in the month of Rajab. The month of Rajab is Mubarak, it is blessed, it enjoys divine goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that you do in the month of Rajab is Mubarak, it is blessed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it. And he then continued to make the dua that even in the month of Sha'ban, the month that follows this month, the month of Sha'ban, allow us to enjoy that divine energy, the divine goodness throughout the month of Sha'ban, and allow us to witness and experience the month of Ramadan. That is the highlight. That is when this season of worship reaches its peak and it reaches its climax, its pinnacle. That is the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to reach the month of Ramadan, to experience the good in the month of Ramadan, and most of all, to make the month of Ramadan a means of our transformation and a means of drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's pre-khutbah talk, we will speak about the significance of this month, the month of Rajab. It is one of the sacred months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared it as sacred. What does it mean to be a sacred month? We will learn of it as we go along. Firstly, what does Rajab mean, literally? The word Rajab. The word Rajab literally means to honor something, to revere someone or something, and to show respect to someone or something. So already the name suggests that it is a month that should be honored, a month that should be respected, and a month to which importance must be attached, because it is a significant month. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض. That the number of years that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created are 12. They are 12 and they were always 12 from the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the heavens and the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says from the 12, minha arba'a, there are four from amongst the 12 that are hurum. Hurum means they are sacred. They are holy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared them as such. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared four of the 12 as sacred. And which are the four? The three have already passed. Or well, one has passed in the beginning of this year. And that is the month of Muharram. And this is the second one for this year, the month of Rajab. Qatada rahimahullahu ta'ala anhu said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى صَفَايَا مِنْ خَلْقِي. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selects certain things and awards significance and importance to certain things and certain times and certain periods from His creation. And He says that if you look at the malaika, istafa min al malaikati rusula, all the malaika do not enjoy the same status. They do not enjoy the same level of proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some malaika whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a special station and a special spot. And He says the same applies to mankind. Amongst the mankind, you have the Rusul, the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given superiority over every other human being. Wastafa min al kalami dhikra. And from all the speech that you find, all the words that you find, all types of literature that you find, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared His dhikr, His reminder, His kalam, His Quran is the best out of all the different speeches and books and literature that you might have out there. Wastafa min al ardi al masajid. And from all the spots of land, all the locations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created on earth, from all of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given superiority to the masjid. Allah has given superiority to the masjid. And that is why we frequent the masjid. And when you come to the masjid, you are not only fulfilling an obligation of Allah, but your coming to the masjid is a source of elevation for yourself. It brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you come to the masjid, the more you are touching yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاصْطَفَى مِنَ الشُّهُورِ رَمَضَانِ وَالْأَشْهُرَ الْحُرُمِ. And from all the months that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, He has given superiority to the month of Ramadan, and He has given superiority to the four sacred months. وَاصْطَفَى مِنَ الْأَيَّامِ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ. From all the days of the week, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a special status to the day of Jumu'ah. وَاصْطَفَى مِنَ الْلَيَالِ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ. And then He says, from all the nights, the best night is that of Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it a special significance. It enjoys superiority over all the nights. And now He says, He gives us a piece of advice. فَعَظِّمُوا مَعَظَّمَ اللَّهِ. He says, now you must honor and you must respect and you must attach importance to everything that Allah has honored. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared as sacred, as holy, you must honor it. You must respect it. You must show it the significance that it deserves. By doing so, you are honoring who? Who are you showing respect to? You are showing respect to the one who has given that day the respect. You are honoring it because you wish to honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ. Whoever will venerate, whoever will honor, whoever will respect the حُرُمَات of Allah, the sacred things of Allah, the sanctities of Allah, فَهُوَ خَيْرُ اللَّهِ. It is the best thing that he can do in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves this. Allah loves this, that when you honor something that Allah has declared honorable, you show respect to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given significance to. When you do that, it is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about your personal property. If somebody has no respect and no regard for your personal property, something that belongs to you, will you ever show that person any form of respect, any form of love or compassion? You will not do so. The same applies to the sanctities of Allah. If you want to earn the closeness of Allah, the love of Allah, acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is something we all aspire, something we all desire, then show respect and dignify what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared as sacred. In fact, one of the barometers, one way to gauge and to measure the level of taqwa that you have in your heart, taqwa is your Allah consciousness. The level of Allah consciousness is known as taqwa. Right? Taqwa is known as piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of taqwa, the objective of the month of Ramadan, and every act of worship is that we develop taqwa, we become Allah conscious. One way to measure your Allah consciousness, your piety, the level of your taqwa is by considering the level of respect and veneration you show towards the symbols of Allah and the sanctities of Allah. Allah declares this in the Quran. He says, وَمَن يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, those who honor and who venerate and who show respect to the sanctities of Allah, فَإِنَّهَا مِن تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That is a sign that that person has taqwa in his heart. It is a sign that he is Allah conscious. He is aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a result of that, he will never desecrate, and he will never disrespect, and he will never show disinterest towards that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attached much interest to. Now the question is, how do we honor? That's the question that comes to your mind. Right? Sometimes it's easy to understand when we say you should honor a certain symbol of Allah, a certain sanctity of Allah. For example, the Kaaba. If you go before the Kaaba, you know what you should not do. It's simple to understand. If we say honor the Kaaba, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masjid. When it is said about the masjid, it is one of the hurumat of Allah. It is one of the symbols and the sanctities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you are told that honor and uphold the sanctity of the masjid, it's something easy for us to understand. I will never raise my voice in the masjid. I will never behave in a rude manner while I am in the masjid. I will ensure that I try my level best to come into the masjid while I am in a state of wudu, and so on and so forth. I will enter the masjid with my right foot. Sometimes we take these protocols very lightly. Entering the masjid with the right foot, leaving the masjid with the left foot. Look, to understand this, these are protocols. Protocols because you are coming into the court of the King of Kings. There are protocols when you go and visit the palace of a king and you visit the palace of a queen. There are protocols. In fact, you are briefed on the protocols before you enter the king's court. Or before you come in the presence of the queen, these are the protocols that you must observe. This is how you must stand. This is how you must greet. This is how you will enter the court of that authority. The same applies to the masjid to a greater extent. There are protocols. You are coming into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the King of Kings. There are protocols. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, now you are coming into the court of Allah, be conscious of how you are entering the court of Allah. There's a protocol. Step in with your right foot. Observing these protocols are very, very important. It shows the level of regard you have for that court. And of course, obviously, it shows the level of respect you have for the king of that court. So these protocols should not be taken lightly. It is a barometer. It is a means through which you gauge the level of Allah consciousness that you have within your heart. So when it comes to now these sacred months, the month of Rajab, for example, how do I venerate this month? What should I do to show my respect and my regard for this month? Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has listed a few things for us to do in the sacred month of Rajab and in every other sacred month. In the same ayah that was recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Number one, how will I venerate this month? And how will I award dignity and honor to this month? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not commit any act of oppression against yourself. Don't wrong yourself. What is meant by wronging oneself or committing an act of oppression against oneself? It is the disobedience of Allah. The disobedience of Allah. So that's the first, that's the minimum you need to do. The minimum, the least amount of respect, honor and dignity that you could show to a sacred month like that of Rajab is to avoid the disobedience of Allah. That's the least you can do. That's the lowest level of respect that you can show to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored. And Allah has stipulated this in the Quran. We know that acts of disobedience and acts of sin are prohibited throughout the year, irrespective of whether it's Rajab or it is Rabi'ul Awwal or any other month in the year. In every month of the year, every moment of our lives, we are not allowed to violate the commandments of Allah. But specific mention is made with regard to the holy months, to the sacred months. You will not even think about violating the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he comments on this ayah and he explains this to us when Allah says, do not wrong yourself, do not commit any injustice against yourself during the month of Rajab, during the sacred month. He says, تَحَفَّظُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ فِيهَا. He says, guard yourself, protect yourself, look after yourself, watch your actions, watch your thoughts, watch what you say, watch what you view, watch what you are listening to. He says, تَحَفَّظُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ فِيهَا. Guard yourselves during the sacred month. وَاجْتَنِبُوا الْخَطَايَا. He says, avoid every act of disobedience. Stay away, the minimum we can do during the month of Rajab, as we are heading into the month of Sha'ban and eventually Ramadan, inshaAllah. He says, the least you should do is stay away from every act of disobedience. Whether you view it as a minor sin or as a major sin, stay away from it. فَإِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ. Why? Why should you avoid every act of disobedience during the sacred month? He says, فَإِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ فِيهَا تُضَعَفْ. He says, every act of righteousness is multiplied in the month of Rajab. Every good deed is multiplied in the month of Rajab. One of the main reasons we undertake the journey to Kaaba, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow those who have intended to travel towards Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwarah, allow them to enjoy that journey. We know of the restrictions that have been placed due to the coronavirus, and many are not allowed to travel to the Holy Land. We accept that, of course, it is preventative measures that must be observed and must be taken. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever there's an outbreak of a disease and an illness and a sickness, that preventative measures must be put in place. So we will adhere to the preventative measures. Adhering to preventative measures is part of the sunnah and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But every one of us, one of the things you think of when before embarking on the journey to Makkatul Mukarramah is the fact that every salah I'm going to perform there will be multiplied manifold. Every deed I look will be multiplied manifold. I will give 1 riyal in sadaqah and it will be multiplied by 100,000 riyals in the court of Allah. Subhanallah. That's something you look forward to. One of the reasons that motivates you to undertake that journey is the multiplication of good deeds, manifold. And the same applies to this month of Rajab. What did he say about the month of Rajab? Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, sacredness of this month, what does it mean? فَإِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ فِيهَا تُبَعَ. Every good deed that you perform, no matter how insignificant it may seem, no matter how great the deed may be, it is multiplied in the sacred month of Rajab. وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ فِيهَا تُضَعَ. But he says, even the sins that are committed, the sins and the act of disobedience that are perpetrated in the month of Rajab, they too are multiplied. So number one, the first thing that I need to do in order to venerate this month of Rajab, to show respect to the month of Rajab, is not to engage in any act of disobedience. Again, whether minor or major, sometimes we feel that it is a minor sin, and because it is a minor sin, we are allowed to commit the sin. And if it is a major sin, then we will avoid that sin. Every sin should be avoided. Minor sin or major sin. Bilal ibn Sa'din, rahimahullah, he gives us a beautiful piece of advice. When it comes to this type of outlook, where sometimes people feel that so long as I am staying away from the major sins, that is fine, that is good enough, and I can commit the minor sins. But he says about this type of a mentality, he says, لا تنظر إلى صغر الخطيئة. He says, don't look at the smallness of the sin. Don't look at the insignificant nature of the sin. But he says, ولكن انظر إلى من عصيت. Look at the one who is being disobeyed. So the offense might be a minor offense. The crime might be a minor crime. But when you are committing that offense or that sin or that crime, who are you disobeying? He says, look at the greatness of the one you are disobeying and not towards the insignificance of the sin that you are perpetrating. So that's the first thing that I need to do. And like we said, that it is the lowest level of dignity, honor, and respect that you can show to the month of Rajab. Number two, you will not violate the dignity and honor of another Muslim. So one is, you will not violate the commandments of Allah, but at the same time, you will not violate the dignity of another Muslim, the reputation of another Muslim, the honor awarded to another Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sayyidina hadis, "Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa a'radakum bainakum haram." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The next Muslim's blood, the next Muslim's property, the next Muslim's honor and dignity are all haram for you. Are all sacred, are all holy. You are not allowed to insult another Muslim. You are not allowed to violate the dignity of another Muslim." What we are witnessing in India, brothers, we are very much aware of the situation in that part of the world. We ask Allah Ta'ala to alleviate the sufferings. Really, the BJP party and their agenda is similar to that of the Nazis. In fact, the RSS, BJP party is a product of the RSS. The RSS is no different than the party or the organization that was founded by Hitler himself. So today we have in front of us, in the form of Modi, we have in front of us the modern day Hitler. No dignity has been awarded to the blood, the lives of those Muslims in that part of the world. No dignity has been awarded to their reputation. The honor of our Muslim mothers and sisters have been violated. And there must be a reaction from our side. Whatever we can do, the least we can do, is to lift our hands and make dua for them. Spare a dua for them. And fast on their behalf. Give some charity on their behalf. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate their sufferings and not allow us to experience what they are experiencing in that part of the world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the blood of another Muslim, the dignity of another Muslim, the honor of another Muslim, these are all sanctified. He says, the sanctity of the next person's reputation, the sanctity of the next person's dignity and honor is like the sanctity of Makkatul Mukarramah. Will we ever violate the sanctity of Makkatul Mukarramah? We will never think of violating the sanctity of Makkatul Mukarramah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, just as you will never think of violating the sanctity, the honor and the dignity awarded to Makkatul Mukarramah, you will not do so when it comes to the honor and dignity, the reputation of your Muslim brother. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he once looked at the Kaaba. And while gazing to the Kaaba, he says, ma a'azamak wa a'azama hurmatak. والمؤمنون عند الله أعظم حرمة منك. He looked at the Kaaba. Brothers, think of the level of veneration. Think of the level of respect that you and I have for the Kaaba. Yet he looked at the Kaaba and he says, how great you are. How great is your holiness. How great is your sanctity. But he says, wallah, the honor, the dignity and the sanctity of a Muslim is greater than you. Greater than the sanctity that you enjoy is the sanctity, dignity, and honor that another Muslim enjoys. So number two, one is I will not violate the commandments of Allah during the sacred month. And number two, I will not violate the dignity of another Muslim. Number three, increase our good deeds and engage in acts that will enhance our spiritual state. Let's go back to the statement of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He said about the month of Rajab and every other sacred month, فَإِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتْ فِيهَا تُضَاعَ. Whatever good deeds you are performing in this month, they are multiplied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you double the reward and even more. And that's why Rasulullah s.a.w. encouraged us to carry out good deeds, specifically fasting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, سُمْ مِنَ الْحُرُمْ وَتْرُقْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the sacred months, that fast during the sacred months. Observe optional fasts during this month, these months, but do not fast the entire month. He forbade us from doing that. The only month where you will keep fast for the entire month is the month of Rajab. That's a privilege that the month of Ramadan. That's a privilege awarded to the month of Ramadan. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, fast during these sacred months, but do not fast every day. So we are encouraged to perform acts of righteousness, acts of piety during this great month of Rajab. Just briefly, I'd like to touch on some of the events that had taken place in the month of Rajab. Number one, the change in the direction of Qibla. We know that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while he was in Makkatul Mukarramah, the Qibla of the Muslims during Salah was Baytul Maqdis, was Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. And when he arrived in Madinatul Munawwara for 16 or 17 months, he faced the direction of Baytul Maqdis. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the direction of the Qibla to Al-Ka'bah. According to certain Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the direction of the Qibla was changed from Baytul Maqdis to the Kaaba in the month of Rajab. Then we have the reconstruction of the Kaaba by Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he enjoyed certain accolades. Number one, he was the first Muslim child that was born in Madinatul Munawwara after the migration. Abdullah ibn Zubayr. The first Muslim child that was born in Madinatul Munawwara after the migration of the Muslims. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the one who kept his name Abdullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ahabbul asma'i ilallahi ta'ala Abdullah wa Abdurrahman. The names that are most beloved to Allah are the two names Abdullah and Abdurrahman. Allah loves these names more than He loves any other name. So he married, or well, his father, who was Az-Zubayr married the sister of Aisha, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala had two daughters. The older daughter was Asma, the younger one was Aisha. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married our respected and honorable mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, while Az-Zubayr married the older sister Asma. So Asma was the mother of Abdullah ibn Zubayr. Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, during the 64th year of Hijrah, the Kaaba was damaged because there was a fire that broke out in Makkatul Mukarramah, as a result of which the Kaaba was severely damaged. So he took it upon himself to reconstruct the Kaaba. The reconstruction of the Kaaba took place on the 27th of Rajab. And of course, the highlight of this month is a journey that was undertaken by no other human being other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The journey of Al-Isra and Al-Mi'raj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of it. We will hear more of it as we move closer to the 27th of Rajab. That eventful, miraculous journey was also undertaken in this month of Rajab. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to, number one, award the dignity to this month that it deserves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to avoid and stay away from every act of disobedience, whether minor or major. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to perform as many good deeds during this month that we can possibly carry out. May Allah grant us the understanding.